well, we have this progress narrative. Everything's getting better, except that we end up always back in the same place, in which it feels like social change is happening all the time, and yet certain things never seem to change, is what I call mobility for stasis. And I argue that one of the ways that that incoherence between progress and democracy expanding and we always return to the same hierarchies is sustained in part by switching among issues. So sometimes we bring race to the fore, sometimes it's religious freedom, and we're always supposedly being open to freedom while also putting back some other issue. We're open to religious freedom in certain ways, I would argue only really for Christians, and we resist gender equality on that basis, and we switch. So with Amy Coney Barrett, what do we see? Well, there's been a lot of focus from the right on the idea that she will be opposed as a religious conservative to Roe v. Wade and abortion rights and perhaps broader questions of reproductive justice. There's been a lot of focus from the Democrats on the idea that, no, what really is going to go away is the Affordable Care Act, and I do think it is in danger, and we need to focus on that issue. What that leaves out is perhaps the biggest issue about her nomination, which is her openness to business interests, her support specifically from the PAC that was founded by the Koch brothers, and that this nomination is not necessarily a culmination of a fight over gender and sexuality and abortion rights. It is also the culmination of a fight over workers' rights, over the ability of corporations to control the electoral process and to control political discourse in the United States. And that just disappears, right? There are very few articles that are focused on that, and I'm guessing that tonight will be a debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, and that won't be mentioned either.